531. PM News at 5. No oya e Maori, I'm Nemai Vudango. The police have confirmed the remains of two children were found in items bought in an online auction from an abandoned storage locker in South Auckland. Last week, a homicide investigation was launched after the purchasers made the discovery at their home in Manurewa. The police say that family isn't involved. Detective Inspector Tofilau Fa'amanuia Vailua says the children were about 5 to 10 years old and appeared to have been dead for about 3 or 4 years before they were found. He isn't yet able to comment on the identities. He isn't commenting on whether police have identified the previous owner of the storage unit, but says they're working with Interpol on the investigation. Police have arrested and charged a man as part of an investigation into allegations of fraud at an Auckland hospital. A 30-year-old man has been charged with forgery and is appearing in the Monaco District Court today. Earlier this month, police said they were investigating concerns that a man who saw patients at Middlemore Hospital used fake documentation to get the job. The Ministry of Health says 16 more people have died with COVID-19. It brings the total number of deaths in New Zealand from COVID-19 to just over 1,800. There are 4,540 new community cases of COVID-19 as the 7-day rolling average of new cases continues to fall. A mental health expert says having more funded spots for clinical psychology will make it more viable for Pasifika and Māori. The number of internships will increase to 44, and they'll be paid up to $60,000 a year. Health New Zealand Mental Health and Addictions Team Group Leader Joe Chiplin says that's a significant move.
This is about recognising the great work that's already happening and the work that we're doing to grow the workforce, to provide opportunities for students to come and work within mental health and addiction services and pursue that as a career, but also ongoing opportunities provide learning and support for our existing workforce.
A big push is underway in Tonga to resolve Tonga's lack of access to clean water supplies in the aftermath of natural disasters. 40 officials and specialists are gathering for 2 days to brainstorm solutions. Prime Minister Huakava Meiliku Siaosi Sovaleni says access to clean drinking water is a constant challenge in the aftermath of cyclones and flooding.
Available drinking water was a problem. Distributing water was one of the key responses to these disasters. Securing safe drinking water, sanitation access and good hygiene throughout these disasters were the top priority. The immediate response activities by both government and NGOs.
The PIC Steelers welcome back their 3 All Blacks for tomorrow night's clash against defending champions Waikato. Prop Nepo Lolala and loose forwards Dalton Papali'i and Hoskins Sotutu will start their first match of the Bunnings Warehouse NPC. Lolala starts at prop, giving skipper Seko Pikepu a break this week. That's PMN News at 5. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.